Good morning, Arizona homeowners, and welcome to Rosie on the House, hour number four of your Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. To join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. To join by text, it's 411-923. To join by email, it's info@rosieonthehouse.com. I'm Romy Romero. Your host, Rosie Romero, is right here behind the glass. Jennifer's call screening. Mike's on the board. And we're all here to answer your homeowner household.
Kind of
homeowner question for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Kind of on the topic of saving money today.
We had Steve Kep, our grandfather, our inventor, our godfather of the super cooling, talking all about kilowatt hour consumption. And now we have Tom Bonner of Solar Safe Pool Covers to talk about the kilowatt consumption of his pool utility bills with his cover. But Tom, let's back up for anyone not familiar. What is a solar safe pool cover?
Well, thanks for letting me be here, guys. I appreciate the opportunity. Solar safe pool cover is a cover that floats on top of the pool, but it comes up onto the deck and you can lock it down. And so it doesn't allow dirt, debris, and sunlight into the pool. So it acts as a safety cover if you need that. It acts as a...
And when you say a safety cover, does that prevent a 100-pound person from falling through?
So the ASTM requirement is that it withstand at least 485 pounds. That's two adults and one child. You literally could have your neighborhood stand on top of the cover as long as there's water in the pool. It's kind of like walking on a waterbed. It's not the easiest feel, but it'll just dissipate the weight.
So that meets the safety ratings.
Correct. But in all fairness, it doesn't meet the local barrier code. The manual covers don't. The automatic covers that you turn the key with the motor, those do meet the barrier codes.
Interesting.
But both of them meet the ASTM safety standard. So it is a child-proof safety cover. It just doesn't meet the local law for being a barrier. It doesn't replace a fence. Right.
Now, something that can hold this kind of weight, what does it take, like five people to drag this out and put it on?
No. We've a couple of options. We have a manual roller, and all you do, we give you a little cordless drill with an extension, and you pull the trigger, and the anchors come up, and then you can roll it onto a traditional roller. Well, it's a little more heavy-duty roller. Or what a lot of folks do that swim a lot still is leave one side attached and just undo the anchors and flip it over so you don't have to physically move the entire cover and take it off. Obviously, if you're going to have a pool party, you know, you're going to want to take it off. But from day to day, most folks just flip it over, swim, flip it back, put the anchors back in.
So that's the safety part.
Correct.
And so solar safe pool cover.
Yeah, it also acts like a big solar collector. So this time of year, 52 degrees at your house is probably 65 at mine this morning. Guess what? The pools aren't 80 degrees anymore.
No, they're not.
And so with a cover, whether it be ours or even the cheaper blue bubble ones you can buy at the pool store, you'll keep those summer temperatures a lot longer. So you could certainly still be swimming today and probably sometime into October, early October, it would keep the water at that magic 80 degrees.
And then going into the spring season of 2017, you're ready a couple weeks early there as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, and we brought you on because you've been doing a year-long test.
Correct.
And the test is to see what you can cut your consumption for your pool equipment with one of these covers.
Correct.
All right, talk us through the start, because the video on this is close to 7 minutes long, if I remember.
Well, I talk a lot, and it was done over an entire year, and I didn't want to take the time to edit. I know how to hold the camcorder. I'm just not good in the studio. So if you remember 2 years ago when I was first on, we posted the hibernate video where the pool was shut off for 8 years. It's now been 10 years. no electricity, no chemicals, and the water was still clear.
Incredible.
So we do that all the time, and as long as the chemistry was correct, meaning you can't have active algae spores in your pool and then hibernate it.
It's got to be clean to start with.
Yeah, it's got to be clean. You got to just have the, you know, take your, if you don't have a pool guy, take your water to Leslie's Pools and they'll do the sample and they'll tell you what you need to do. So, but not everybody wants to hibernate. Some people still want to use their pool. So what I did is I concocted an experiment because I have a separate, my entire pool sub panel is metered by an electric meter. Because I'm one of those weird guys that just likes to dabble with things.
All right.
And so I went ahead and started this experiment in April of 2015. And basically, the premise was to keep the pool in a chemically swimmable, appearance-wise manner. So at any point in time, you could have taken the cover off and go swimming. Now, I didn't heat the pool, so in the wintertime, I didn't make it swimmable. So I was just trying to chemically keep the pool in good shape. So after a year, I ended up only using 22 kilowatt hours of power. So 22 kilowatt hours is about 11 hours, because I have a horse and a half pump. It's about 11 hours of runtime. So it's basically one day worth of runtime for an entire year. And of course, now that everybody is an on-peak, off-peak expert, it cost me about $1.32 for that entire year to keep the pool in a swimmable condition. So it was a fun experiment to do, but and I pretty much knew what was going to happen. I technically could have not used any electricity and it still would have looked okay. But to keep the experiment going, I did, you know, I put in tabs for a while, then I went to liquid chlorine.
So how in last summer, so that's April of 2015. Okay, so what did you do June, July, and August? Do you get in the pool and use it, enjoy it?
So I am part of that 50%, kind of like you, that really doesn't use my pool very often.
Okay.
However, not this past summer, but the summer of 2015, we had an on and off guest in our home, and she used the pool quite a bit.
Right.
So it was totally swimmable for the people that want to go swimming.
And like that 50%, you want to keep it ready for when your grandkids come over, perhaps, but the rest of the time, you can have the cover on. And not that we're about killing an industry or hurting anyone's source of revenue, but what does a pool guy cost monthly?
On the low end, for someone that's full service, meaning they do chemicals and the labor to keep the pool clean, they're at least $80, many times $100, so about $1,000 a year in round numbers.
Is what you could save putting on a pool cover in this method.
Yeah,
solar safe pool
there's
cover.
There's really nothing for the pool guy to do when he shows up week after week and the pool's covered. There's no dirt and debris in the pool. If you want to pay him for charity reasons, that's fine. But there's really not a whole lot for him to do.
And so that's $1,000 a month.
A year.
A year just in your
pool guy.
And I know I probably should have asked you this beforehand, but after your experiment, you spent
$1.32.
Did you do a year's test of what that pool cost was from 15 as it was before it was covered?
Well, of course, I've had my pool now for over 30 years, and I built it with an automatic cover. I put the electric meter in 30 years ago. Just because I'm weird and I wanted to see what it would do. APS sold me a used meter, you know, that had the little round dials, which is much harder to read. And then when I put in my solar electric system, they gave me a more up-to-date meter that was just analog. It said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you could just look at it at any point in time and figure out how many kilowatt hours you used.
So any idea your electrical savings on somebody that wouldn't have this that wants to?
Yeah, so you guys talked a lot about SRP. They have a great website that has a pool pump calculator on there, showing if you still have the original single speed, what you could save going to a variable speed. So you can punch in the data. In my case, I have a horse and a half pump. And mine would probably cost about $40 a year. $40 a month running 10 hours a day. So a typical pool pump is going to run on the low end 30-ish to some people 50-ish a month. And of course, if you hibernate, that entirely goes away. If you do my experiment, you just run it a few hours a month or however long you want to. I mean, at some point in time, I actually could have beat the $1.32, but what's the point, you know?
And what's the video? Where's your video that demonstrates this?
Yeah, so solarsafepoolcovers.com is the website. The Hibernate and the one-year experiment are both on there. Or if you just go to YouTube, because that's obviously the source of all these, and just type in Solar Safe Pool Covers, you'll see those videos, and there's another one we have up there as well.
I don't know why a winter visitor wouldn't automatically have this.
I don't know why pool builders don't work with you and say, and add that to their competitive advantage in selling a pool, is having a custom Solar Safe pool cover. Because I'm looking at the savings on this. We're $20 short of $1,500 a year. What's the upfront cost? I know that's different. Pool sizes are different. If you've got crazy angles, if you've got water features, there's all these factors. But a Solar Safe pool cover is going to run me between.
They start in the mid 2000s. And everything we do, I've never made two of the same pool cover ever. So we come out, we custom cut it and sew it on the job site to fit. So every job is different. So they start around 2,500. I mean, it's sometimes we go into the 4,000s for the more, the bigger pools with the waterfalls, the boulders, steps, and we can do all that stuff.
Biggest pool with all the tricks and whistles is a 2.5 year payoff on.
Oh yeah.
On this.
And so, you know, for folks that are looking at safety and they're going to spend $1,500 for a fence, they spend $1,000 more for the pool cover and they pay that off in a year just with the lower costs.